Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today's show is all about outdoor lessons that you can learn or you could teach for life. Well, I have twin nephews, and we wanted to buy them waders and wading boots forever, but have not been able to because they just kept growing. Well, now that they're in college, they're sophomores, they're slowing down a bit, so it was time for one of them, because one of them, my nephew Wyatt, goes to the University of South Carolina, was flying home for a few days. So I mentioned to him, because just before Christmas is his birthday, so we always put together Christmas money, birthday money, give him a bigger gift. And you see, Wyatt is now 6'7". So when I ordered the waders for him, we got the right size for his feet. And then when I ordered the waders, I ordered the double extra large waders. And I'm going, they're sort of they sell those for, so to speak, chunkier gentlemen. But when he came home and he put them on and he was smiling as he was putting them on, first you put on the feet and the feet fit perfect. And then as you just keep pulling them up and up and up and up, because there is no chunk on this man. He's well, well, well built. And it goes right up and they fit him perfect. His twin brother Dylan, who's at Texas A&M right now, well, he didn't fly home, so we didn't get him waders, but I'm sure he knows that waders and boots will be coming to him very, very soon. Now, it was definitely worth the wait, and sometimes to me, it's like just seeing the smile on his face. And he was also going to be taking out, because another gift we purchased for him, Christmas, birthday, was a five-weight fishing rod. Fly rod, and he had never used that. So he and I, with my TFO practice rod in the summertime down at my parents' house, we practiced a little bit down there, just some of the cast, roll cast, etc. And that's all Wyatt had ever done with a fly rod. So we're going to go out on the water for his life lesson today. First time in waders, and this is a great deal. And you know what? And I got to mention this. When we pool money together for these gifts, I always give my mom, my dad a call. And mom's this great gal, and we just discuss things. So, hey, something that's expensive, well, then we're just going to chip in. So I got to throw a few props over there to mom for taking care of business as well. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, told Wyatt that he'd pick him up early in the morning, and early to me, which is 4:30 in the morning, which is when I wake up anyway, and early to a college student, well, they are different times, so it wasn't quite the 4:30 time. Well, I told him we make sure that we have a lunch-packed snack, something to drink, get out in the river, fish for a few hours, lunch, back in, because I needed to take care of a little bit more Joey B business, but hey, getting out on the river with my nephew was going to be a great deal. Got him and Dylan up summertime up to my friend Nancy Nolte's. You probably know Nick Nolte, the actor. It's his sister on her farm pond, which got monster bass in it. So we got out there in the summertime. But they were off to college, so it was time. Now, you figure, okay, so we're going to go trout fishing in the fall in the east. Most of the rivers, sad to say, get fished out very quickly. And again, I happen to be a catch-and-release guy. And there are people that take, and that's okay. But when you just go to take and then come back the next day to take, well, they get fished out very, very quickly. Well, in New Jersey, and that's where we're going to be fishing because that's where Wyatt's at. In New Jersey, coming back, and what happens is this. The state stocks breeder trout, which are very large trout. So bigger than your spring stockies that they put in there. That's stocked fish for you that don't fish stockies. Well, I also belong to the group Trout Unlimited, and Trout Unlimited takes care of this piece of the river. So we're going to go down there the week before, and I am with Trout Unlimited. You meet the state down there, and typically the state will just drop the fish in, near a bridge somewhere, easier for the state employees just to, release the fish. Well, Trout Unlimited, we want to space the fish out, so what we typically do is this. We call it the Bucket Brigade. So in one of the pickup trucks, huge coolers, steak comes, we plop some of the fish in there, and then we have all those five-gallon buckets from Home Depot. Truck goes down, there's just a road that we can use, gated off, go to the back, and then we start to carry the fish and distribute the fish the same way if it was a native stream. Where would the fish be spread out along a river? They wouldn't all be plopped into one place. So with that being said, and the river, actually in the east, we had pretty much a drought this year. So the river level was low because we also have a boat that's created that can float stock part of the river too. Couldn't use that. So we used the Bucket Brigade, and I was there the week before releasing all these fish. And now all of a sudden, we were going to be able to, you know, get out there. I knew where the fish were, but I'm telling you, Wyatt and I get there, and the river level from the week, it was low when we released the fish, and it hadn't rained that week, so I knew that there'd be holding over in different places. So here's the outdoor life lessons. Well, the first one is this. I was going to teach Wyatt how to read the water. And what do you mean? Like, is that like reading tea leaves? No. You can walk up to a river and you can look at a river, and I could say to you, by the way, there's a trout there and there's a trout there. And you're going, well, you can't see them. I'm saying, no. Because of the certain things, and I'll just give you one example, seams where water comes together. So you might see water coming off of one edge and around another edge. Well, that's going to meet somewhere and come together. You look for that seam. You go, why would a trout be there? Trout look for three things. They look for protection, comfort, and food. Oh, sounds like a human. Well, let's go protection. Well, you've got raptors from above, maybe an osprey coming down, and if the water's deep enough, I don't have to worry about it. If I'm behind a rock or behind and below a rock towards, you know, where the rock curves down, I've got protection, comfort. Well, I don't want to be, and you think about this, if you were in a river that was moving real fast and I just said, stay there. Well, you'd have to battle the water. Well, you're using energy. And in the wild, if you use energy, you have to go get energy. So they might get in, tuck in behind that rock so the water is coming around it. So as the water is coming around it, you still have protection. You have comfort from the moving water. And then the third thing is food. And since trout feed so much, primarily 90% of their food is below surface, that seam coming around that rock, and I'll just use that example, is bringing food. So you're getting food delivered to you. Hey, this is room service, or river service, you might just say, but that's it. So when Wyatt and I got there, we walked up river to where we wanted to start. I knew where I wanted to have a starting point, but his first life lesson was learning how to read a river. And you go, hey, you don't have to be a fisherman to know this. I'm sharing it with all of you because, I mean, we have listeners all across the world, and we have listeners who are fishermen and women and who are not, and et cetera. So as you listen to the show, you learn a little bit. And hey, no joke, if you're not a fisherman or a woman and you want to learn a little bit, find a good fly fisherman and say, hey, take me along the river and teach me. And you'll see some really cool things, and you'll understand more about the ecology of the river as you do this. So think about this. We're walking on a trail on one side through a wooded area, real pretty area, and across the river are horse farms. And on the bank of that horse farm, you're able to walk along there, and those people are just so nice, and they just let the fishermen walk. You know, again, you're taking care of the land, and that's another life lesson. You know, our job is to protect and preserve. And then when somebody owns a piece of land and says, hey, yeah, you can use it, but just, you know, don't litter, you know, take care of it, all of that. So that is a life lesson, learning that. So what we did is this. We learned how to read the river. We get out there. And then the important lesson of life was that catch and release lesson. Well, I'm going to let you know this. Catch and release. As a matter of fact, early this morning, which, by the way, I'm in the studio already, and I say early this morning, it's, I guess it's probably just after 6 a.m. So I've been up for a while because that's just who I am. And I was reading in On the Water magazine, great magazine, and they're showing a photo of a guy who caught this record bluefish. And the first thing that goes in my mind is, man, he took that out of the population. Because if you take it, it can't go back to reproduce. And you think about survival of the fittest. Well, who do you want to reproduce? The largest fish. But as I'm reading the caption, the guy caught it, weighed it, didn't even realize at that point it was a record, and then released it back into the wild. And that to me is what, again, because I'm an environmental scientist and I want to see this. But getting those breeding trout back in, the catch and release, well, breeding, and for they're of age to breed and they're larger fish, well, then we want those are the ones to breed. So that's just part of it. So we get out to the river. Life lesson, Wyatt realizes, hey, if I catch, we're going to catch and release. He learned how to read the water already. And then we get to a part of the river, and I figure it would be a great place to start, just a good open area where he could begin to roll cast to. And it wasn't so much that I thought that there was going to be a fish there, but just to get him in tune with what he needed to do. And let me tell you, quick learner, his roll casts were very good. But in the first 5 minutes, because again, me, I carry, this time I didn't have a camera, and with TV camera, because again, you can follow my adventures on joeybee.tv, joeybee.tv. Yeah, that's the online TV show we have. But don't go there now, because you need to listen to this. Well, here was the deal. I brought a camera with me, so no Cameron, but I always have a camera, so I'm shooting photos of Wyatt. So I just take, and we're only there 5 minutes, and I take a couple photos, and I'm on the land, and I just look down, and there's a big old bear scat right there, fresh bear scat. So I said to Wyatt, hey, by the way, he goes, well, do you think he's around here? I go, no, he's not around here, because he knows us. And so those of you that actually follow my research that I've done research on grizzly bears out west, spent a lot of time out in Montana, Wyoming with grizzly bears and black bears as well, but you know, specifically grizzly bears, but I know blacks as well. So both bears, grizz, black. So we just see that we're there. And the first thing I then begin to teach Wyatt, because we're going to move downriver a little bit. And I learned this from a fishing guide when I was out in Yellowstone National Park. Most people walk up to a river. So here's your life lesson. They walk up to a river and they began to cast out. Well, as we're walking to the river, the guide said, by the way, we're going to stop about 10, 15 feet. We're going to stalk, meaning real quiet, real slow. He says, and we're going to fish the edge closest to us. You see, most people walk up to a river and you just spooked the fish that were right along the edge of the river that you were on. And he goes, no, no, no. We're going to go fish that edge first and work ourselves out towards the middle. So that was a life lesson I learned a while ago. But one of the first fly fishing life lessons I learned a long time ago, because you see, here's the difference, and there's no knock on spin guys, because I was a spin guy, you know, most of my life growing up. And I am now with a fly rod. I am on a fly-only section, and I'm standing in the middle of the river, and I'm fly fishing from the middle of the river. And some old guy, you see, if they're saltwater fishermen, we call them old salts. And I guess if you're in a bay, you'd be like an old brackish guy. And so I have the name for fishermen who are old guys in freshwater. I call them old freshies. And it's no knock. It's just a fun little thing, because they really are. People do call them old salts, these saltwater guys. So I'm standing in the middle of a river, and I'm fishing. And some old freshie, an older gentleman, shows up with his fly rod. And he goes, hey, what are you doing? I said, I'm fly fishing. He says, where? He says, come here. I walk out of the river and figure, hey, because I learned so much from these older gentlemen. I said, can I help you? He said, yeah. He goes, why are you standing in the river where the fish are? And at this point in juncture of my life, I hadn't learned how to read water. And he was one of the guys teaching me water. He says, you're standing where the fish were and you just spooked them. So I learned about standing on the edges, because it's funny. And Wyatt now understands this. Most of the time you have your waders on, and most of the times, sometimes I'll fish and my boots never get wet because I never step into the water. And then sometimes just my boots and maybe up to my ankles, you know, a little bit above my ankles in the water, and that's it. So you see, you don't need to step into the water to fish the water, and that's an important thing. So we get to an open area. You got this one seam on the opposite side, and I've got Wyatt, big area, because a lot of times in the east you have tree-lined rivers, and because of the tree-lined rivers, it's hard to get a full cast out of this. Well, we got wide open area, seam on the opposite side, and now he's doing some full cast. And let me tell you, he was magnificent. Matter of fact, the photo you're going to look at when you click on the Joey B Outdoors here, that is why on one of his casts. Just did a real, real great job. So as time went on, and this is the life lessons, I let Wyatt read the river as we progressed on down. So I'd ask him questions. Oh, what do you think about? And I'd show him again. Typically, there would have been some deeper holes in this river for the fish to hold over in. And once again, it was probably mostly fished out. And then the other side of it is the water level super, super low. Well, I also introduced him to a few bird species that are some of my favorite guys. Well, always hearing that red-bellied woodpecker as we're walking through the woods to get there. And then probably, again, and it's funny. I guess if I'm in a certain area, then all of a sudden I say, this is one of my favorite birds. You go, well, wait, but yesterday you said it was, well, when we're at the river, the kingfisher is, you know, one of my favorite birds, because you actually just see him on the edge of a branch and he'll dive down, come up, grab a little fish, and go back onto the branch. And you're just watching him. And sometimes the water level is like 12 inches deep. And you're seeing a guy like dive off a branch from 15 feet in the air to 12 inches of water and never hit the bottom and just down. And he comes up with the fish. So it's pretty cool. Now, as we began to walk along and we're at the water's edge, it was warming up on this day. So there were a few rises. And rises means some of the specific aquatic insects are becoming adults. So we started to discuss the hatch. And as you always, with fly fishing, you always hear match the hatch. Well, the two key things in matching the hatch happens to be matching the size and the color. So it doesn't even have to be the exact insect. Would you like it to be? And the answer is yes. But the size and color are the first things. Now, since most fish, trout we're speaking, feed 90% of the time on the bottom, it's important the aquatic stage of insects, most of them are nymph stages on the bottom. So we're going to talk about, and why did I have this discussion? So here's this life lesson about just fish. So think about this. Is it learning how to fish? And the answer is yes, but it's learning what fish feed on and where they feed. And since nymphs are on the bottom, then we should be bottom fishing, because this hatch was just this tiny little hatch. And when you hear a rise, you'd see a fish coming up and just sort of sipping a few off the water. And there was no rises going on. But he learned that, and that was one of the cooler things inside there. So another life lesson for him. Well, as we began to hike back, Wyatt and started to discuss things about, you know, what was going on. And you could hear the excitement in his voice as he's describing all that's going on at the University of South Carolina. You see, and this is not an exaggeration, finished his freshman year, 4.0, gets into the business school there, and it is the top business school, I should say this, international business school in the country, and he gets into that business school because of his brilliance, because of his hard work, and we just started to discuss dreams and goals and all of this, and most times, you probably know me by now, I'm the guy who just loves to talk and go on and on and on. Well, this is a time for me to sit back and just listen to him talk about like what his goals are and his dreams and what was going on in school. And it was really neat. Now, we get back to the truck because we fished a few hours. We're going to do a little lunch and then we got to be off. And there was another old freshie, a TU guy. And the first thing he does is he introduces himself. And I know him from the River Don. And he presents Wyatt with a card from TU. Says, hey, Wyatt, you come up to a Trout Unlimited meeting and you show this card, and we give you 12 free flies. He says, you don't have to join Trout Unlimited, because you see, at Trout Unlimited, at their monthly meetings, they always bring in guest speakers, and just guest speakers from all different facets. Hey, most of them having to do with fishing, but some don't, just teaching about the outdoors. So Wyatt said to me, hey, well, maybe when I come back from college in May, we can, I said, yeah, you let me know, and we'd be happy to, you know, go there. And this old freshie, he actually had his own little piece of red monofilament thicker, and he started to cut meat pieces and saying, hey, look, you can use this as a leader and as an indicator on the top. And I just, wow, this is great. So see, the Trout Unlimited guys and gals, I gotta say, that are great stewards of the land. They take care of the land. To me, that's it. So Wyatt and I back the truck, because manly men, we drive trucks. I just have the Joey B mobile. That's, you know, because I need to transport, not in this day, but kayaks and who knows whatever gear and camera crews and paddle boards and whatnot. So we're there, and he is already, while we're having lunch, already discussing the spring fishing season, saying, say, when I come back, we can go to, and again, the answer was yes and yes and yes. Well, next up is my nephew Dylan, because I'm sure when he's back from Texas A&M, it'll be waders, boots, and out to the river, and more of life lessons. But hey, our job in life is to help each other out, share with each other, and teach our next generation how to protect and preserve. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.